May the 1st, God is able. Psalm 8, verses 3 to 5. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, the angels, and crowned him with glory and honor. King David had probably been on the roof of his palace, looking up into the night sky. Reflecting on the heavens above, he's understandably feeling very dwarfed. Compared to the wonder, power, and very immensity of the thousands of stars he can see, why does God care so much for us tiny human beings? Why does he make himself known to us? Why does he love and lead us so tenderly? Why has he maintained his relationship with wayward Israel? The same kind of thoughts have probably been in your mind if you've gone outside at night and done what David did. This experience is heightened even more when you're outside of a built-up area. Street lights and house lights seem to dim our view of stars. In the country, they seem brighter and even more easily visible. We humans are even lesser than angels, and the comparison is with angels who have never sinned but maintained their right standing before God. And yet, God loves us. This God of extraordinary perfection loves us and loves us and loves us. We may never understand why, but don't ever let that make you wonder if. That question is settled forever. Take the time to take a night stroll. Look up. The God who made every star and billions more we can't see is watching over you. He's able.